T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the city of angels. Good morning. Thank you for waking up with us. Happy Tuesday on 97.1 AMP Radio. My name is Edgar. This is Brian.
What up, y'all?
Good morning, bro. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
Hit us up on the phone lines at 877-971-HITS. You can call or text us there. Good morning, producer Brad.
Good morning.
Thank you for hanging out with us, my man. Hit us up on social media at 97.1 AMP Radio. Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
Majestic knows how to do it, man. I rolled up to our other studio today where we do show prep, and he's just chilling with like a zebra blanket around him.
I saw that when I walked by. See,
while editing and prepping, just legit in a blanket. I was so jealous, bro.
Here's the crazy part about that studio. It's like cold now when Madge wants it to be warmer. And then when I'm in there in the afternoon, it's hotter than balls. It is insane. Yeah.
You get hot, like, Brian. You just
I'm
hot, Brian.
I'm like profusely sweating while I stare. Like Booker's in the afternoon. I look through the glass and I'm just like sweating. It's all steamy. How do we fix that? We just make it normal.
Booker's like, I wonder what's going on in there. I don't know. Here's Ariana Grande.
I don't know. Here's Ariana Grande.
Oh, that's an inside joke. Booker's awesome. I love him. Hey, by the way, if you are having a rough start to your day, welcome to the club. And the solution is this. When you get to work or school, wherever you're going, find somebody that's having a worse day than you. So, and have them vent, and then you'll feel a lot better. That's what Brian and I did this morning. We're walking into the studio, and Brian's like, how's it going, man? And I was like, man, it was a rough night, rough start. And he's like, I'll tell you about a rough start. I'm like, yes, my day's about to get better. But listen, no matter how you started your day, don't let it ruin the rest of the day. All right, familia? But we'll share how our day started real quick. So I'll go first just for hell of it, because I think you said yours might be worse.
Oh, it's worse, but yours is kind of a shocker. And I was like, man, really?
Yeah. So my daughter, Ariela, who's 2 years of age, got really sick at night. Mm. And then I'm like, Brian's like, man, you're really going through it. Your mom's in the hospital. I'm like, yeah, can they at least coordinate? Like, yo, give us a break. Yeah. Like, one at a time.
Like, oh, tell Ariela, she's got to get sick on Friday. Anything like sleep.
Into the weekend. So she got a cold. She's got the runny nose. And she started crying all night, real fuzzy. Bruce, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh,
you're a four-year-old.
It's terrible.
And they can't breathe. And it just breaks your heart, because you hear them in the other room crying, can't breathe. So what do you got to do? You know, you just got to figure out a way to drown them out. And the noise. And but no, your heart breaks. So I go get her. And low-key, I kind of actually loved it, because she couldn't go back to sleep. So I had to carry her and just kind of rock her. And she fell asleep in my arms. And then I went back into bed and I sat down. And so she just slept on my chest.
Oh,
and, which hasn't happened in a long time, because at this age, they're like scrambling, trying to get, you know, they're wiggling everywhere. So she's doing a little bit better. But then if you've ever had an experience with taking boogers out of your kids with a Frida, it is a crazy invention, but it works. Okay. I'm sure you guys got your boogers taken out of. I know me growing up, my mom would use that little like
sucker
bubble thing.
My mom just used a paper or like a Kleenex and jammed her finger inside my nose. Like a pipe cleaner.
That's even more practical right there. So the Frida is this. It's a little tube with a pointy end at the bottom that goes into your kid's nostril, right? And then from there, there's a little hose that goes to your mouth.
Oh, God.
Wait.
No.
And you go like this.
Like you're siphoning gas out of a tank?
Siphoning boogers out of your kid.
You get that booger flow going?
That is unconditional love right there.
Hold up. There's a filter in between. Don't think you gotta like stop it before it gets to your mouth. Like, whoa.
Like it's when you're sucking on a soda and a small ice cube goes right into the back of your throat. That's what I picture this booger sucker doing.
I'm like, all right, she's clean.
Disgusting.
So you know, obviously kids hate it. You know what I'm saying? So you're
sitting there like stuck a vacuum in their nose.
Janet's holding her down, like I'm holding down her legs, Janet's holding down her hands and her head, and we're like, hold on, Ariela. You know what I'm saying? But anyways, that was my night and my morning. Coming up next, can't wait to hear Brian's story.
Thought I had you beat until the booger vacuum. Whoa, what the hell?
All he said to me is like, yeah, man, I had to go back home and change my clothes.
Yup, truth.
He didn't specify which clothes, but coming up next, we'll find out Brian's rough start to his morning.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Hopefully you're having a better morning than Brian and I are. Brian's about to confess why his morning started off really, really rough. We were venting to each other on the way in, and he thinks he has a worse morning than I did. Until I revealed to him that not only is my daughter who's two years old, Ariela, she's sick, so we had to be up all night with her. She's real stuffy. And then this morning, right before I had to leave for work, my wife's like, hey, can you help me get her boogies out? And for those of you that are just tuning in, I explain what the Frida is. If you're a parent, you probably know what a Frida is, and it's a crazy mechanism. It's a tube with a little pointy end at the bottom that goes into your kid's nostril, and then there's a little hose at the top. And that's my job. To go like this and try to suck the boogies out. But there's a filter in the middle, guys. It doesn't come in. It's like siphoning gas out of a car, but really it's just boogies out of your kid. And your child hates it. You got to hold them down. It's like it feels terrible. Like, you know, with Ariela, though, what's awesome is like I'll hold up the little tube and I'll show her, look at everything we got out, Ariela. And she goes, Wow. And then she feels a little better. But anyways, Brian's like, yo, man, I had a rough start to my morning. I had to go back home and change my clothes.
We'll get to that in a second. First, I just want to point out that, like, being a parent, you do so many gross things. You're just so broken and desensitized that sucking boogers out of your kid's nose, is not weird and not gross. Like, I am, like, kind of nauseous right now just thinking of this booger
same.
Vacuum.
100%.
Just, like, so gross.
You do whatever it takes, man. Right, Producer Brad? Producer Brad, he's like, oh, yeah, you guys do that? He's like, we have an electrical one.
I know. I was like, oh, fancy pants
like
over here.
Like a shop vac.
I'm like, hey, kill me. I'm like, what is that? It's a compressor that you attach?
He's got to go out there and just start it with, a pull start. Like a weed whacker. Yeah. All right, so this morning, like, I was feeling in a good mood today. Got a little sleep last night. You know, I woke up a little early. I did the little vitamin C serum that I do in the morning. I rarely do it. I was
on
like,
your skin? Like,
yeah,
face?
Just
okay.
did a little, like, exfoliating. Vitamin
wow.
C thing.
Oh, and then
Chelsea's impressed.
I'm so impressed.
I was just like, you know what? I just feel like taking care of myself this morning. And then I looked like in the kitchen and I was like, oh man, there's like a bag of garbage from my girlfriend and I this past weekend. We're just kind of chilling watching movies. And so there's a bag of garbage. I was like, oh, you know what? I'm gonna go throw that away. So I go out to my dumpster and I never do stuff like this before work.
Right.
Usually it's just like I'm running late and I'm like, okay, I get out of bed at the last possible minute.
Yeah.
Like I'm counting down the seconds. I'm that person who's like, said I was gonna get up at 5:17. It's 5:16 and 27 seconds. I've got 33 seconds to lay here in bed. And I throw the blankets over my head. Again, I just try to take in every second. So I'm walking out to the car and I throw my garbage into the dumpster and then I turn around to go to get in my car and I'm like, oh, my keys on me. This is crazy. I'm like, what pocket? I'm like, every pocket, like change pocket. And I'm like, oh my God, I just threw my keys in the dumpster.
No, bro.
Threw my keys in the dumpster. And I'm like, oh, God, oh, you idiot. And then I'm like, please don't be full of trash. But the problem is that it's Tuesday. Trash day is Tuesday. So that sucker was full, like to the top.
From the weekend. Football games, wings.
Just disgustingness. And I can't get into my apartment because my apartment keys are on my car keys.
Hell no.
And my other set of car keys, because I would swear, if I would have had an extra set of car keys in my backpack or something, buy car keys. I'm going to use, those are gone forever. I'm not, so I had to climb in the dumpster with my
Ryan.
Cell phone flashlight. And like these things went down to the bottom.
Of course.
In my mind, I had to look for my bag of trash, which was like the littlest, cutest, tiniest, most put together bag of trash, tied shut all neatly. The rest of these bags are like, half open, just garbage. Everyone's like baby diapers and stuff. And I'm like, okay, that's where my bag landed. My keys probably would have gone a little farther. So I'm like, hopefully they're by the edge. So then I'm like kind of sifting through and I get down to the bottom and I'm like, oh, please be it. Please be it. Please be it. And I grab it and it was like a push-up pop.
Oh.
Like
somebody's babas, bro.
Yeah, it was
saliva.
Disgusting. I was like, ah, no. So then I'm like, oh, God. So I finally, after about 5 minutes of like in this trash can, I'm like, I grab it. And I get out, so then I'm like, well, I gotta change. I like smell like trash, and I'm mad that I'm wearing like white Adidas shoes. They're probably done forever because they're just standing in somebody's litter box. And so I go back inside, change. I jumped in the shower again.
Wow.
Because I was like, I can't smell like a dumpster. There's no way I don't smell like a dumpster.
Thank you for doing that.
Right? Yeah, just smell like just awful, disgusting trash. And it's West Hollywood trash. It's way worse than the regular trash. Like your family neighborhood trash. This ain't a family neighborhood. I don't know what's in that dumpster. So basically, I got to burn an entire outfit today.
Yeah.
Just set it on fire in the driveway.
All right, bro. You win. You win, Brian. You have the worst morning. Because at least it was like I was in my daughter's boogers, my own family's boogers. You're in like other people's
boogers. I was in everybody's boogers.
That's not a good look.
97.1 AMP. AMP Radio. Commercial free Mondays.
Thank you for hanging out with us. 6:39 right now. So the UN just announced something very interesting. That for the first time in the history of mankind, over half of our world's population is actually connected via the internet.
It's probably more than that, man.
3.9 billion people now have access to the internet, and in some way, shape, or form, we're all connected that way, guys.
So does that kind of ruin that whole, like, 6 degrees of separation from Kevin Bacon thing? You know what everyone says? Yeah. Like, everyone's six degrees of separation from Kevin Bacon. Now we're all just, like, 3 degrees because of the internet.
It took me a while in my brain to, like, connect Kevin Bacon. I was like, who is he? Like, you know what I thought of? His nose.
Really?
That's the first thing I thought of to remember him.
I mean, I thought of, I don't know. He's been in a million movies.
No, I know. He's been in great movies.
But not in a while, though, right? Like, I feel like I haven't heard of him in a long time.
He was in that, the show, The Killing. Was it The Killing or No, I don't know, some cult show on Fox. It was pretty good.
So anyways, just FYI.
Well, that's it. Just ruined it for everybody.
More connected than ever. But do you feel connected or do you feel divided? That's too deep. Anyways, coming up next in the Chelsea Report, what you working with, Chelsea?
Yeah, let's keep it light. You know what? I found the perfect Christmas gift for Brian.
Really?
Yeah.
Sweet. And, that's very thoughtful of you.
Yeah, it's going to go pretty amazing with his Home Alone hoodie, so I'm excited about that for you.
Perfect.
Appreciate you.
That's coming up at 6:45 in the Chelsea Report.
All right, cool. No presents for anybody else.
Well,
all right.
You know, we'll see.
Tight. You know what? I'll connect with somebody online. I'm sure they'll give me a present.
97.1
AMP Radio. Commercial free Mondays.
All right, so the results are in for the most disliked YouTube video of the year. Oh. And it's actually really surprising. It's YouTube's own end of year rewind video, which showcases some of the year's top trends, music and memes. It features a ton of YouTube stars. They do it every year. They've done it every year for like the last 8 years. Mm-hmm. But I get it because I watched it and it was kind of, it's a little cringy. It's just super cheesy and kind of annoying.
Like here's a high school graduation video or something?
Yeah, sort of, kind of.
It's rewind time.
Kiki, do you love me?
I love this riding? Song.
Oh, that's all I got. But
you guys listen to these before you play them, right?
There's one part in it where like all the kids are standing around, like these YouTube stars, and they're like, you know what this video needs?
What?
K-pop music. And then they like are all dancing. It's just, it's a lot to handle.
So you mean by disliked, it's got the most thumbs downs of any video of the year?
Yes. So basically, last I checked, it has a whopping 8 million dislikes in less than a week. Not only is it the most disliked video of the year, but now it's the second most disliked video of all time.
Oh my gosh.
And it's right that's right behind Justin Bieber's Baby.
That music video got disliked more than anything of all time. That water park music video.
Yeah.
Is that the one where he was at a bowling alley?
Yeah.
It's all over the place. He's like going down water slides and stuff.
That's my favorite Biebs video.
Well, that has 9.7 million dislikes, that Bieber video. But that's in 8 years, and it also has 10 million likes. So it's still not that comparable.
So the ratio is like 1-to-1 almost.
Yeah. So there you have it. All right. Good news for you, Brian, because Post Malone is continuing his partnership with the shoe brand Crocs.
Yeah.
Yep. I feel just like a rock star.
I knew that was going to come, man. Those things sold out in like 5 seconds. Literally. I'm on the email list. They're going to give me an alert when they come back.
Well, they're going on sale today at 11 a.m., so get ready. Because, last time they sold out in 10 minutes. So he did a new design. It's equally as ugly as the last one.
So don't worry, Brian. It's equally as ugly.
Let me describe it for you. So the style, it's a classic clog that we all know and love.
It's the classic croc.
Yeah, classic croc clog. It's bright yellow.
Nice.
It features barbed wire wrapped around it.
Perfect.
You know, just like the tattoo he has. And it's decorated with 6 unique gibbets charms that include a saw blade.
Nice.
Brian, a snake.
I want the always tired.
Yeah. Like
on the
tongue.
Have that, which I'm surprised.
Right, always tired. That'd be dope.
And then it just has his like Post Malone 2 logo. So it's a steal. It's going for $60, but oh, wow. I looked and it's actually already on sale on eBay for $900. Like,
oh,
people
geez.
Are here like planning to like buy a bunch in bulk and resell. So.
Those might be the last ones too. Because I know they still had people on eBay trying to get you to pay more. I'm going Instagram live today. I'm gonna buy those trucks. at 11 a.m.
Please do and wear them to our holiday party on Friday.
Oh, I'm gonna have to express God. Ship them.
I was
please.
Actually really hoping this morning because we're doing like a Secret Santa thing here in the studio, and I was hoping I was gonna get Brian and I was gonna get them. But now, I mean,
you could get me a second pair.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have a first pair by Wednesday.
He's gonna wear them so much, he's gonna wear them out real quick.
There you go. Okay, perfect. Done deal. All right, that's all I have for the Chelsea Report. But to catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Young, wild, and free 97.1 Amp Radio. And this guy that we're about to talk about is definitely living young, wild, and free. Living his best life. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Thank you for hanging out with us. His name is Jackson Raisico of Canada. Became a Walmart legend when he quit his job by announcing it through the intercom system at his Walmart store.
Wow.
Amazing.
That's one way to go out. I remember we talked about epic mic drop moments of leaving work or quitting. Paul Flart, remember him?
Solid.
Sure
Paul
do.
Flart is his name, right?
Paul Flart.
Still hasn't surpassed me in Instagram followers. I recently checked.
Sad
I will admit that.
That you checked. It's very sad.
Chelsea's still battling him.
Well, I follow him and I came across his profile
sure,
not too long
Chelsea,
ago.
Sure, uh-huh. Chelsea.
He's one more viral fart moment away from it. You know that, right?
I know.
Could happen any day.
Okay.
He's the guy that was Instagram living his boss kind of getting him in trouble because he was just videotaping himself farting at work and posting on Instagram. And that's how he went viral. So that's Paul Flart that Chelsea's battling against.
Yeah.
Chelsea!
Good
winning
times.
In life. All right. Here's our boy Jackson Raisico quitting at Walmart. Check out this rant right here.
Attention all shoppers.
I like that. Attention all. What are you guys?
Kind of didn't have a plan after getting the microphone. I'm going to just wing it.
Posted it up on his Facebook like a boss.
Attention all shoppers, associates, and management. I would like to say to all of you today that nobody should work here, ever.
By the way, I never listened to like the announcements on the intercom. I would be like, skirt, everybody. My Whoa! Daughter, my wife, hold on, guys, quiet down. What's going on here?
I'd get my phone out and film it, start filming it, for sure.
My brother one time at a Target was like, oh, I'm going to be really funny. And he got on the microphone, he's like, hey, everybody. And it actually went live over the entire store. Like, I don't know how that works exactly, but he just picked up a little red phone. And the look on his face, he's probably like 16. Look on his face was like one of just sheer panic.
Our managers will make promises and never keep them. And not only that, they will preach to us about how they care about their employees. But about a month ago, my boss, assistant manager Cora, called me a waste of time and management did nothing to help.
Ouch!
But that I mean, sense. Does she have a point?
Yeah.
You're a waste of time.
There's two sides to every story, right?
Yeah, I mean, let's not just rush a judgment on Cora.
I want to hear Cora's perspective right? on this.
Management will also try and save money every step of the way, including cutting benefits of a full-time associate down to part-time, even though he worked 40-plus hours a week. I've been a loyal employee here for over a year and a half, and I'm sick of all the bullshit, bogus write-ups, Ooh. And my job. Management, this job, and Walmart.
Easy.
People clapping in the background.
Was that a mic drop?
You're cool. And you, I'm out.
That is definitely a mic drop.
Wow. Walmart. Oh, there it is.
He got a cheers from the crowd. It was,
there's like two people cheering.
A man of the people.
I think it was Cora cheering.
Yeah.
His manager's like, thank God he's leaving.
I love the idea that he threw out year and a half like he's Loyal. Like he just like hit retirement benefits. That's such a millennial thing where you're like, you know what? Been a loyal employee for a year and a half of my life.
Committed.
So much time. And this is how I've been treated. They're trying to cut costs here. Do you believe that in corporate America? They're trying to save money? Ridiculous.
People are like, okay, they're like, does that mean prices go lower at Walmart since this guy's no longer working there?
Prices are dropping.
So this is a great chance. Yo, Target, hire this guy. Talk about a PR move, right?
Yeah.
That'd be dope right there.
I love it when companies troll each other. Right now, I heard this thing that Burger King is doing, trolling McDonald's. Have you heard this? Where they, if you order a Big Mac or you order a Whopper within 600 feet of a McDonald's location on their app, on the GPS, you get a Whopper for a penny.
So, interesting you bring that up because another story just came and McDonald's is laughing at this because somebody did that and they accidentally, through the app, got charged not a penny, but over $1,000.
Whoa.
Sucker.
For the Whopper. So, you know, Burger King's like apologizing. We're sorry. It was a mistake on the app. It's supposed to be a penny.
How is that even possible? How is that possible? They could just arbitrarily be like, oh, whoops, it was supposed to be a penny. We just added a comma and a bunch of zeros to it.
Exactly. So, you know, they're both laughing. You know
just
what I'm saying?
I just love it when companies who shouldn't be trolly and shouldn't have an attitude and shouldn't do that to each other just play dirty. You know what I mean? Just for social media. It makes me laugh.
Wendy's is the best to troll on social media, by the way. They do
they're funny. 97.1
AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Right about now, send some love to Santa for doing us a solid in the Santa calls all this week, 7:25 and 9:25 in the morning. Santa tries to get your kids from the naughty list to the nice list because, guys, we're getting close to Christmas Day. And some of your kids are not cutting it right now. Well, let's be honest.
They can feel it. You know, December hits. You have Black Friday, Cyber Monday. I mean, if you're a teacher, you know, you can just feel like every kid's like just staring at the calendar, looking at the clock every day. Just when are we out of school?
And listen, you don't have to be a parent to text Santa and have Santa call your kids. You could be a teacher. Maybe your kids are out of control. First graders, you know what I'm saying?
We'll have Santa Claus go over the intercom at an entire elementary school.
We have a principal call in. Mission Bell Elementary here. So go ahead, Santa. You're over the intercom. All right, 877-971 hits is the number to text. 877-971-4487. Who did Santa reach out to yesterday, Brian?
We got an email from Veronica, and she has a daughter named Victoria and a son named Victor. Victoria is 6. Victor's 18 months old.
Aww.
And she needed Santa Claus to give them a call because Victoria has a tendency to be a little bit sassy. And, Victor's just being 18 months.
Victor's just mad that he got named after his sister.
That's right.
Like, what, really? Victoria? Then Victor? Do we know the dad's name?
I'm going to guess Victor. Hey, man, when you got a winning combination, go with it. Stay with consistency.
All right, here's Santa's call.
Hello,
this is Santa Claus. Is Victoria there?
Yeah.
Are you excited for Christmas? Holy moly, you are excited. Okay, I'm just gonna ask you a few questions to make sure that you're on the nice list. Though you sound very sweet, so I'm assuming you're already on the nice list, but we'll just check. I have a few notes and I want to make sure. Does that sound good, Victoria?
Yes.
Sometimes do you get a little bit sassy? Do you get sassy and stomp your foot sometimes when you don't want to do something?
Sometimes.
You know who else does that? All of my reindeer. All of my reindeer stomp their little hooves when they don't want to do anything either. And you know what? I totally get it. But you got to make sure that you listen to the grown-ups, okay? Who is that? Is that Victor? What does Victor want to say?
You want to talk to him?
Let me say hi to Victor real quick, and then I'll get back to you, okay, Victoria?
Hi.
Victor, I can't wait to drop presents off for you for Christmas, buddy. You sound like a little sweet angel.
Hello.
You don't say, buddy. Well, sounds pretty serious.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Victor.
Bye.
Bye, buddy. You're on the nights list for sure.
In sync.
Hi.
Okay, Victoria. Do you sometimes get in little fights with your brother, Victor?
Yeah, sometimes.
Can he be a little bit of a rascal sometimes?
Yeah, sometimes.
Oh, sometimes my elves can be such a pain in the butt. But you know what you have to do because you're the older one? You got to take the high road, which sucks. I know, but you got to do it. Trust me, I hate taking the high road when I argue with Mrs. Claus.
Yeah, I'm the big sister.
You're the big sister in the place, huh? So you're like the sheriff. You lay the law down around that place.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. All right, Victoria, you sound wonderful. So you promise you're going to listen to your parents, you're not going to huff and puff and stomp your feet, and you're going to be really sweet to Victor, you promise?
Yes.
Let's see, what do you want for Christmas?
I want a Barbie camper.
A Barbie camper? Where's Barbie going? Is she going on a trip? Where is she going to just going to take her camping around your house?
Yeah.
Maybe bring her camping at the beach. She can go frolic in the waves and run around like it's spring break or something.
Yeah, sometimes.
Well, I mean, yeah, of course. Only sometimes because it's only spring break. 1 week a year, you can't go all the time. That'd be crazy. She's got 99 problems and a camper ain't one after Christmas.
Santa.
My baby brother, he's climbing on the table, getting in trouble.
He's such a rascal. Busted, right? Bad boy. What you gonna do? That's my favorite show ever. You a big fan of Cops too?
Yeah.
Tell him that Santa says no climbing on the table or he'll be on the naughty list.
Victor, no climbing on the table or else you'll be on the naughty list.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about, Victoria. Laying the law down. Boy, you sound like you have nothing but fun at your house. Is that right? Is it like a nonstop party over there?
Yeah.
Rocking out. Victoria, you are on the nice list. And just make sure you tell old Spider-Man Victor over there to stay off the furniture, and he can be on the nice list, too. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Aww. I like little Victor's bye. It's like, okay, I'm going to go climb a table now.
I mean, I will tell you this. After listening to these calls from Santa Claus, if you don't have kids, man, you just want kids. They're so adorable all the time.
Yeah,
I love that she was like telling on him, though. She was like diverting the attention to him. Like,
hold up, Santa. Yeah. My baby brother's getting in trouble right now. Like, I'm going to show you how nice I am by how naughty he's being.
Exactly. While you're on the phone, let me just tell you what's going on.
I like to handle a few things, some business, please.
That's one way to get on the nice list. Just compare yourself to your sibling. That's worse. You know what I'm saying?
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Thank you for hanging out with us. Ready to play your favorite game. Is Brian smarter than your car full of kids? For your chance to win 4 tickets to celebrate Grinchmas at Universal Studios Hollywood. It's a kids' trivia game. We got 3 questions for you to answer in 30 seconds. Brian will get those same 3 questions. He steps out of the studio, then comes back in. He has yet to win this year.
And yet to watch Coco.
You gotta watch it over Christmas vacay, bro.
It's time.
You
know what?
You got to, bro.
I'll go like my next plane flight when I go back to the East Coast to visit my girlfriend. I'll Instagram story myself crying.
Please
watching
do.
Coco on an airplane by myself.
Please do.
Ideally in the middle seat between 2 grown men.
Oh, that's gonna be epic, baby. All right, we got a contestant this morning, Lillian from LA. Good morning.
Good morning.
Wow.
Ooh, okay.
Yes.
I'm awake now.
Some pizzazz right there.
Lillian, please introduce us to your kids.
Because I've got triplets. So I've got Tiffany Clinton, Chantel Clinton, and Crystal Clinton.
Wait, you have triplets?
They're triplets. They're 10-year-olds.
Yeah. Okay. Are they identical?
Two of them are, and one is fraternal.
All right, I got you.
You guys just got a glimpse into Mama Lillian's life right now. And guess what, Lillian? You win.
Yeah, right. Once you have triplets, you're done, right? You hang it up.
You win the tickets, but we're just going to play for fun, okay? You call in, you tell us you have triplets, right. You win. Like, there's no way. You know what I'm saying? All right, Lillian, you mentioned one of the kids' names is Tiffany, right?
Yeah.
All right, fantastic. Tiffany, why do you think you're going to beat Brian this morning?
I think we're going to win because 3 brains are better than 1, mm-hmm. and we normally beat him when we're listening in the car.
That's such a Tiffany thing to say. Every Tiffany I know has always been a sassafras.
3 brains are better than 1, and we beat him anyway. That's awesome. All right, Brian's stepping out of the studio right now. Thank you, Brian. We're getting ready with your 3 questions. All right, the triplets. 3 questions in 30 seconds. Here we go. Question number 1. In The Incredibles family, what's the middle child's name?
Dash.
Okay. Number 2. Finish the lyric to this hit song from The Little Mermaid. All right, okay. Number 3.
Yeah.
Number 3. Is your mom on the naughty or nice list, and why?
Nice.
Nice?
Yes.
And why is she on the nice list?
Because she always tries to get us stuff, even though she maybe can't afford it. And she looks after us, and she's really kind to us.
Oh, my gosh. Best answer ever.
Legit. About to cry right now.
Yeah.
All right. Again,
you're
going to
get all the Christmas gifts this year, girl.
All right. Time's up. Good job. You guys did pretty good. Brian's coming back in studio.
Okay.
All right, Brian. Here we go. So it's Brian's turn now, okay?
I just saw through the window everybody clutching their hearts in here.
Oh, yeah, bro.
Like, I don't know what was going on, but everybody was like, all the women, like Tamara, I saw her in the phone, boot screen in the studio, and Chelsea just like, giving a verbal hug through the radio.
We're all just crying right
You're
now.
You're all up in your fields right now. What did you guys do when I was gone?
Here we go. You ready? 30 seconds on the clock for Brian. In The Incredibles family, what's the middle child's name?
Oof. Dave?
What up, Dave?
Sounds
number
like a middle
two,
child name.
Finish the lyric to this hit song
okay.
from The Little Mermaid.
Oh, ha. Nailed it. Knocked out of the park.
Take that. We asked the kids, the triplets, is their mom on the nutty or nice list and why?
Oh, now I know why everyone's clutching their hearts in here. Well, definitely nice. And then they'd said something really sweet, like a heart-melting thing about how their mom is so nice and does everything for them and sacrifices and everything else good in the world. So their mom's a rock star, basically.
All right, that's good.
She's on the nice list.
Time's up. All right.
I was paraphrasing, clearly. I didn't get the same reaction from Chelsea and Tamara, so...
Nobody's crying. In the Incredibles family, what's the middle child's name? Brian, you said...
I believe Dave.
The kids, the triplets said Dash, and surprisingly, they are correct.
Dang! But how's close, man? Two letters.
Yeah.
Number two, finish the lyric to the hit song from The Little Mermaid. Let's hear the... which version is this?
The complete one.
The complete version?
A little bit out of my range.
You are both correct on that one.
Wow,
congratulations.
Good job, Ryan.
And number three is your mom on the naughty or nice list. The kids said the nice list. You guys both got that correct. But since they got Dash correct and you didn't, Brian, once again, they had already won.
Yeah, they'd already won.
But they beat you at...
Oh, I can't believe it.
Is Ryan smarter than Carpool and Kids? Congratulations, triplets.
Woo, good job. Than one.
Confirm.
Right, that's 100% true.
You guys are awesome. Liliana? Lillian?
Yes, I'm here.
Congratulations. Your kids are
Thank
10, right?
Thank you so much. I'm excited.
Congratulations. Listen, the way your kids express themselves about you is absolutely amazing. And, you know, I know you don't take it for granted, but definitely
no,
congratulations for having
really
your kids feel that way. What do you want to say to your triplets, Lillian?
Oh, God, I love you so much. And you make my day each day when I wake up. I thank God for them. Thank you.
Oh, I love you, family.
All the feels.
She basically just said every day is an adventure when you have three kids the same age. And she can never get in the bathroom. That's the thing you can't
exactly.
do.
Until they get older.
Congratulations. You're going to Universal Studios Hollywood.
All right.
Yay.
Thank
Good
you
job,
for...
girls.
Happy holidays. Love you guys. Hang tight. Don't hang up.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
We want to catch up with you about what information did you find out about your significant other when you started dating them that just completely shocked you? It was like game-changing information. We want to see how it compares to what our DJ Majestic's new girl that he's dating, what he just revealed to her that totally shocked her.
Yeah.
About his past that she had no idea he had. And it was all because... of what she found on his body.
Mm-hmm. She's looking at me sideways from then on.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Totally different?
Yeah.
Can't wait to hear from your stories. 877-971-HITS, 877-971-4487. What information did you find out about your significant other that shocked you? Straight up game changer, all right? And you'll find out what information Majestic revealed to his new girl about his body.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Thank you for hanging out with us. What game-changing information has a significant other all of a sudden dropped on you out of left field? You're like, kill me? They just totally change your perspective on who this person is. We've all been there. You're dating somebody. You're like, oh my gosh, this might be the one. And then, bam, that information comes out about their past or current situation. You're just like, really? Why did you have to tell me? Just keep lying to me.
Right, keep the illusion going.
Keep it alive. Let me know after we get engaged and married. No, just playing. Hit us up, 877-971-HITS, 877-971-4487. For me, I've shared this with you guys. One of my ex-girlfriends, I found out, she like one day just revealed, oh yeah, by the way, I told you what my dad does for a living, right? And I was like, no. You just know he's a big, tall, white dude, and he's got a shaved head. Pretty scary already. It's like, oh yeah. He's an undercover immigration and narcotics officer.
Like, yeah, I'm probably going to bounce.
I'm like, all right, tight. He's La Migra. I'm like, do you really love me here? Are we really dating or is this a sting operation? What's going on? And like, I had to bounce. My I wasn't going to be responsible for my family, you know? So that was awkward right there. It just happened to DJ Majestic recently. And we're going to bring over to the mic. What's up, Majestic?
What's up, guys?
So you've been on this journey. You met an amazing woman. Her name is Jamie.
Yes.
You met her in Koreatown.
Mm-hmm.
And we're really rooting for her and you, man. You guys are awesome.
Thank you, guys.
But just this weekend,
yeah,
she found out some shocking things about your past, and it potentially could be a game changer.
Yeah, it's a minor setback because she's been asking
it's a minor setback.
All types of questions since then. So we were just hanging out, as we regularly do over the weekend, and she noticed some scars on my hand that are in the shape of like little balls, and they go in like a triangle on my right hand, right? And she asked, what are those? Because she never noticed them before.
Mi vida loca or what?
Sort of, because they were BB gun shots from a gang initiation I had. Back
what?
In the day.
Why?
Yeah. Who are you?
Did anybody check this guy's background before we hired him?
He
like,
came with you,
on?
Bro.
Oh, yeah. He's my friend. Huh? He's my friend. My bad.
Edgar brought me in.
I hope my ex-girlfriend's dad's not listening.
Yeah. No, so she was definitely shocked. I mean, and this was like 15, 20 years back in Jersey City where I grew up. And we're all like street kids running around. And we didn't do anything bad. It was just something that we did. We were dumb kids. And yeah, she just kept starting to ask questions after that. Like, you know, like, oh, what else type of things have you done in the past?
Oh,
and she was like, is that why you always wear denim and Mandarin collars?
Still in the gang.
Yeah, like it's our gang like culture.
Yeah.
I would say the funniest part about the BB gun thing is like, that's the most childish gang initiation I've ever heard in my life.
That's
it's
what
like,
I'm saying.
Yo, BB gun shots in the hand. Can you take it?
Is that what
can saying? You take
yeah,
it?
Yeah, kind of walk us through that. I'm curious.
I mean, and we were just on a doorstep and all of us kind of did it. There were five of us. And
they were bumping this, by the way.
Yeah, we had this music playing in the background. And, I mean, it's BB guns. They're small, but they definitely hurt, and they definitely bled our hands.
The BB gang, bro.
But all we did was kind of, like, play video games and chill at our friends' houses. So
after their hands recovered.
It was kind of weird.
They played video games.
Yeah, so.
Is this after or before you revealed your real age to her?
This is
Oh, shoot.
Wow, thank God that happened already, because that would be a real, you know, put him on blast on the air right now.
She took the age part okay. I'm about 10 years older than her. She took the age part okay, but the BB gun thing she's a little bit worried about still. So.
And you could tell the age situation, because they came over to my house this weekend. We're hanging out watching the fight. Brian Ortega, man, love that guy. Tough, rough night for him, but love him. Anyways, it was like 11 o'clock at night. We're all ready to pass out. Majestic is like tired. He was playing with my daughter all night. And then Jamie was like, where are we going to go from here?
Come on, let's hit the dance club.
My friends are hitting me up. There's a club. There's a bar. This and that. And Majestic's like, I ain't trying to do all that.
Exactly. She's in her mid-20s, and I don't have the metabolism I used to have or the energy level that I used to have, so it's different.
It's a wrap, yo.
But so far right now, you're still together.
Yeah, we didn't stop dating. I just know she's probably doing background checks and things like that on me.
Maybe you got to initiate her. Maybe she feels left out right now.
Maybe.
Get that Red Ryder out, man.
Yeah.
With a Nerf gun, not BB gun. Can't wait to hear your stories. We also got Brian and Chelsea going to reveal theirs. 877-971-HITS. So what are our texts saying, Brian?
We got a couple great ones, man. Christina from Whittier. He used to be a stripper.
She's like, it all makes sense now.
God, I thought he was a hell of a dancer, man. She said, I love him, but I don't know if I can look at him the same. It was years ago. He was a stripper. He said he had a no touching rule. Sure. It was good money. But I had no idea until a couple weeks ago. That is funny, though. You look at him and you're like, really? You?
Well, you know what? Channing Tatum was a stripper.
Right.
And I would date Channing Tatum.
Well, I think the thing is if they still maintain the stripper body. Because if you look back and you're like, wait, you were not a stripper.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
What happened? Did you hit hard times? Let yourself go?
Because you meet a lot of people that used to be in shape.
They're like, really? He has to do sit-ups. The other one from the 909, he had a secret baby. That'll be it. That'll do it.
Well, then there's that. By the way, did I ever tell you I'm a father? I'm dull.
Oh, whoopsie.
Got a child. A
couple years in. Oh, sorry.
We're going to get to Brian and Chelsea's game-changing information. But first, let's go to the phone lines. Nina from Panorama, good morning.
Good morning.
Nina, what was some game-changing information that a significant other dropped on you?
So he told me that he watched porn once in his living room and got caught by his mom. It was crazy because why would he watch it in the living room, you know?
Yeah, I was going to say.
It's more about her, the location of where you watch it, not that he necessarily watched
You
know your mom is home. You're not going to chill in
just
the living room
like,
with some
smarter.
Cheetos beside you watching porn.
Just to play devil's advocate here, have you ever seen porn on a main TV with a surround sound system? Like, it's pretty dope. Like, it's a real experience.
What made it even more funny was that we just set up our TV with, like, the cable yesterday, and then I looked at him, and I was like, please don't watch porn in my living room. Mm-hmm. And he said, no, I'll wait till everybody goes to sleep.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Are you like one of those people that feel like your TV will be forever tainted? Because my mom busted my little brother watching like adult stuff on a computer, and then she threw the computer away.
Forever.
What yeah. I set up the parent control on that.
For him? That's so embarrassing.
Nina, love you, girl. Thank you for calling in and sharing. Happy holidays.
All right, for sure. Thanks.
Mary from Inglewood, up to no good. Good morning.
Good morning.
What was that game-changing information that a significant other dropped on you?
Well, I was dating a man that had two kids, and we were going out, having fun. And all of a sudden, he said, look, I've been spending a lot of money on this relationship, and I can't afford a housekeeper anymore, so I need for you to start, you know, cooking and cleaning. And look, this is how you clean. Let me show you. He was real particular about how he wanted his house and his bathroom scrubbed. And
you're like, yo, you're doing a pretty good job. Keep it up.
Yeah.
Back then I said, oh, no, I'm going to be his housekeeper.
Hell no.
And he was like real particular how he wanted stuff. I was like, oh, no.
That fool said, listen, this relationship is costing me a lot of money. This guy, get out of here, bro.
Yeah. No, this you do it yourself, bro.
Marion, how you doing nowadays?
I'm doing good. I mean, I love to clean.
No, like in your love life.
Yeah. Like I started a whole business about it.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm married. I have two kids.
Aww. I'm glad things are great for you now in your love life. You're married, have a family. I just want to wish you a happy holidays. Thank you for listening and calling in.
Sure, thanks.
No matches, bro. Homeboy wanted a housekeeper. Hell no. Brian, I'm sure either a girl has dropped some crazy information on you or vice versa, bro. Which one are you going to go with?
I was dating this girl in Seattle like 10 years ago. Just out of college, and I was dating this girl named Talia, and she's Israeli, right? Ooh. And yeah, it was like super interesting, all these cool stories. And one night she told me that she used to be in the Israeli military, which I was like, dope. But then she told me that she got a little bit tipsy and told me that she was an assassin in the Israeli military.
What?
An assassin. And then I asked her, I was like, what, do you just snipe people off? She's like, I never used guns. I was like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
Like,
wow.
She was like an Israeli killer.
Liam Neeson.
Yeah, she was like, like snapping necks and using knives and stuff. And then she said, I'm like, are you still in? And she's like, well, kind of where I got to, you're always kind of still in.
Oh, shit.
Right? And then check this out. Like, a month later, she just vanished. Shut up, bro. Of Facebook and just took off. So I feel like she got recalled back to Israel and they sent her on a mission or something. Yeah. So either she was lying and it was the greatest ghosting job ever, or not. But I remember looking at her, like, that night afterwards, I was like, you can kill people with your bare hands and just never looking at her the same way.
Or it was like, jokes on you, and she's like, don't ever cheat on me. Because, that was her warning to you.
Either way,
you
know? I looked at her, and every time I saw her hands, I was like, you've choked someone with those. For real.
That just blew DJ Majestic's revealing information out of the water. Yeah. He revealed to his girl he's dating that he was in a BB gun game.
That's true. The Red Riders.
When he was a kid.
Jersey City Red Riders.
Chels, what about you?
So I was dating this this guy in college, and he casually dropped...
What was his name? I love the names of the guys you date.
Greg.
Yeah.
such a Michigan name.
Definitely dated Greg.
So I was dating him, and he casually dropped that he was like the bully in elementary school, middle school, and he was always getting suspended for like starting fights. Right. And like he was just like telling me stories about just being a mean kid.
Yeah.
And I was bullied as a kid too, you know? Right. Like a lot of us have those stories. So like instantly I was mad. Like I was like, what'd they do to you? And then in my head, I'm like, well, if we have kids, like our kid could be the bully. I will not raise a bully. And I just got so like angry about
it.
I'm like, I don't want to be with someone who like, I don't know, I feel like those are your true colors. And he was like, well, you know, I mean, that was my past and this and that. I'm like, no, but it's very telling of who you are.
She looked back and immediately realized why Greg wanted to beer bong on your first date. You're like, come on, Chelsea, let's do it. Push-up contest.
What? You can't do it? You can't hang?
Cake stands.
So did you end things right after that or a little bit later?
Pretty soon after.
Yeah? What was the reason why you guys ended?
You gave her a noogie in bed.
I mean, it was a very young relationship. It was a young relationship. Yeah. It needed to end. But that was just one of the many things that were telling of him. Yeah.
I imagine every kid that's a bully has a chipped tooth for some reason. I don't know why. Like, you know what I'm saying? And just imagine Greg. Did he have a chipped tooth?
He did not.
All right, cool.
But, you know.
Yeah. All right, fantastic. Well, there you go, guys. Game-changing information. We're still rooting for DJ Majestic after he revealed to his girl that he was in a BB gun gang as a kid, and we're still hoping, hopefully, she gets over that, Majestic.
I'm just going to tell her all of these stories. I don't look as bad.
Yeah, there you go.
97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial-free Monday.
So the most epic fail of the week goes to a writer at a local newspaper in upstate New York whose headline about Julia Roberts has totally gone viral. Basically, they picked up the story and it's about, you know, Julia Roberts' 30-year career, amazing, looking back at her first on-screen role and how far she's come. But the headline had quite the typo. It was published as Julia Roberts finds life and her holes get better with age.
Wow.
Yep. So, of course, it meant to read her roles get better with age. But, you know, spell check doesn't pick that up because roles and holes are both words.
I don't think it's a fail, man. I think it's a clever ploy to save the newspaper industry. Nobody gets a newspaper anymore, right? If you could guarantee me hilarious typos, I might subscribe to a newspaper again and have it delivered to my front doorstep. You know, just because that's funny.
This guy has a future. That's what you're saying, Brian, if he goes down that route.
I'm one of those people now where I just don't believe that would slip through without... somebody going like, God, watch this go viral.
Yeah.
Because it is it's a simple mistake. It's so much like double entendre.
Like that writer just got out of a meeting where like, yo, newspaper sales are going down. We might have to shut down the newspaper. He's like, don't worry, I'll save it.
Yeah.
Read all about it over here.
Her holes are getting better with age.
They didn't change it. Like they literally sat there for an entire day and then they did reprint it, but like a day later where, yeah it's like, come on. He would have caught it soon.
Those are all going to be, like, now they're good collector's items. You get the Julia Beautiful Holes paper.
It's too much. All right, Golden State Warriors player Steph Curry is causing a little controversy. He says he doesn't believe that humans have ever landed on the moon and actually thinks that it was totally faked. He made the comments in a podcast, which also featured Hawks wings Vince Carter and Kent Bazemore, and here's them talking about it.
We ever been to the moon?
Nope.
They're going to come get us. I don't think so.
I'm conspiracy.
Sorry, I don't start the conspiracies.
They ain't been on the moon.
You don't think so?
So there you have it.
Well, that's a very convincing argument that you just made. Want to hear a crazy anecdote real quick? What? I started that podcast with the Hawks 2 years ago when I was in Atlanta. Yeah, I was like the first host because they have one host and then it used to be Kent Bazemore and Mike Muscala. He got traded. Vince Carter comes in. But it's crazy. I was like, oh, good for them. And then it was like, oh, Steph, being weird. All right. Started from the bottom, now
we're here. Same thing. They were probably like, yo, how do we get this podcast to trend?
Yeah, right.
Say nobody's been to the moon. All right, tight.
The funny thing is NASA responded to Steph's comments and basically invited him to tour the lunar? How do you say that?
Lunar.
Why am I saying that wrong?
Lunar? Yeah, good.
Lunar lab. It's not, you know when
just
you say
it's
a
pronounced
word?
Holes.
You know when you say a word? Yeah. When you say a word and it sounds weird?
Yeah.
Even though it's like, right?
Anyways, I get you.
Happened. They invited him to tour the lunar lab at the Space Center in Houston to basically check out all the moon landing evidence. So we'll see if
what, just pictures and video? Have you ever heard of Hollywood?
Right, here you go. Well, that it actually is crazy. CGI? There's documentaries both directions.
Yeah.
Like I did a class in college about media bias, and it was like one day we watched a documentary completely saying the moon landing was fake. And man, it's convincing.
Because
they're like, if you slow down footage, it could just be a guy running slow through a fake moon set. And then they'll be like, why is the flag flapping on the moon? Then the next day, we had to write a paper about it, about all the evidence. And I was fully convinced moon landing fake. Next day, we watch a documentary saying the moon landing's real.
Yeah.
And I'm like, scratch all that, it's real. Just to show you how biased documentaries can be. So just like, I mean, who has this kind of time? Well, Steph Curry, he's rich. So.
Yeah.
I
heard somebody give an argument of like, you know, I believe Steph Curry because we haven't been back to the moon in over 50 years.
Right, nothing there.
Exactly. Why would you?
We did it
like,
once.
What's
do
the
we
point?
Need to go back? Come on.
You know, check. Let's go. Right. Let's move on. Let's go to Mars.
Listen, I've been to Fresno Saturn? One time. I don't need to go back to Fresno. They ain't nothing in Fresno.
Shout out to Fresno.
That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Thanks, Chelsea.
Mm-hmm.
Chelsea.
Lunar. It's pronounced holes.
Wrong. Do we really exist?
I don't know. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
A big shout out to Liz from Arleta. She just won a pair of tickets and also has a chance at going on to the next stop right after Staples Center.
Be like a roadie for Ariana Grande.
Absolutely. So your next chance to win is at midday today with Yessi Ortiz. Right about now, we got a feel-good story, and it has to do with our homie, LeBron James.
LeBron James.
Yep, that's him right there. So, obviously, he does a lot of good stuff, you know what I'm saying, especially for the youth and whatnot. This is an interesting story right here, especially because it brings up a very, very important question on what would you do if you were in this girl's situation. So, every time he goes and plays in Memphis with the Grizzlies, there's this equipment assistant there. Her name is Brianne Miller. And she's always rocking the freshest LeBron sneakers. You know what I'm saying? Every time, because she's a huge fan of his, admires him, admires his shoe game, his NBA game, just him as a person in general. And obviously LeBron keeps noticing that she's just rock solid and she works for the Grizzlies. You know what I'm saying? But she's always rocking LeBron gear. And he eventually saw this and caught up with her and took off the shoes that he was wearing that day at the game and gave them to her. And now they are offering her close to $100,000 for those sneakers right there that LeBron wore during the game.
Is that like what the game-worn sneaker for LeBron is going for? Because that seems crazy. Because he wears probably a different pair of shoes every few games.
Yeah, right? No, absolutely. And this is her saying basically she's not going to sell out whatsoever.
I mean, I'm loyal to the max. I've already been offered for the shoes and everything, and I'm not even looking that way. There's no way I'm letting those go. So,
where are they now?
Yeah, see, like, they're locked up. Like, they're not even out. They can't even see daylight, so.
See, this is, like, where LeBron needs to step in now and be like, yo, you should sell them and I'll give you another pair, right?
I see, like, what you're saying. Like, but, like, low-key, like, low-key.
No sweat
key.
Off his back, yeah.
You can't wear them. They're, like, size 17. You know what I mean? Exactly. You can put both feet in one shoe.
Maybe you can live in them. Just go to sleep in them, right?
I mean, 100 grand is, like, that could be life-changing for someone who works at that, like, if you work at the arena and equipment and stuff, like, I don't know what her situation is, but, man, I mean, that's a respectable level of fan right there, I suppose.
Well, here's the thing, though. Maybe she's just waiting till LeBron retires, and then she's going to sell. How much are they going to be worth then, bro?
I mean, kind of, but every single game he plays, there's another pair of game-worn shoes. You know what I mean? It's like he's making more game-worn shoes every single day, which drives down the value of the game-worn shoes that you got. So you got to get rid of them now while the market's hot.
So, Chelsea, Brian, you guys would definitely sell those?
Yeah.
Oh, they wouldn't even make it out of the arena.
For sure.
There you go. Or just ask Santa for them. You know what I'm saying?
I would have given them up for like $400 in the arena. I wouldn't even have had the strength to wait.
Jump on the mic in the arena. Do like an auction.
Take it from the announcer, go out at half court while they're shooting. While someone's like trying to win a car. I'm like, but who wants my shoes?
Please.
I'm taking bids.
All right, coming up next, we got more music coming your way with All the Stars, Kendrick Lamar and SZA. Also, Girls Like You, Maroon 5 and Cardi B. And right after that, we got Santa's Call coming your way. Santa helping you out, getting your kids from the naughty list to the nice list. Every morning at 7:25 and 9:25 in the morning. Don't miss out.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Right about now, send some love to Santa for doing us a solid in the Santa calls. All this week, 7:25 and 9:25 in the morning, Santa tries to get your kids from the naughty list to the nice list because, guys, we're getting close to Christmas Day. And some of your kids are not cutting it right now. Well, let's be honest.
They can feel it. You know, December hits. I mean, if you're a teacher, you know, you can just feel like every kid's like just staring at the calendar, looking at the clock every day. Just when are we out of school?
And listen, you don't have to be a parent to text in and have Santa call your kids. You could be a teacher. Maybe your kids are out of control. First graders, you know what I'm saying?
We'll have Santa Claus go over the intercom at an entire elementary school.
All right, 877-971-HITS is the number to text. 877-971-4487. Who did Santa reach out to yesterday, Brian?
We got an email from Veronica, and she has a daughter named Victoria and a son named Victor. Victoria is 6. Victor's 18 months old.
Aww.
And she needed Santa Claus to give them a call because Victoria has a tendency to be a little bit sassy. And, Victor's just being 18 months.
Victor's just mad that he got named after his sister.
That's right.
Like, what, really? Victoria? Then Victor? Do we know the dad's name?
I'm going to guess Victor. Just saying, hey, man, when you got a winning combination, go with it. Stay with consistency.
All right, here's Santa's call.
Hello?
Hello, this is Santa Claus. Is Victoria there?
Yeah.
Are you excited for Christmas? Holy moly, you are excited. Okay, I'm just going to ask you a few questions to make sure that you're on the nice list. Though, you sound very sweet, so I'm assuming you're already on the nice list. But we'll just check. I have a few notes, and I want to make sure. Does that sound good, Victoria?
Yes.
Sometimes, do you get a little bit sassy? Do you get sassy and stomp your foot sometimes and you don't want to do something?
Sometimes.
You know who else does that? All of my reindeer. All of my reindeer stomp their little hooves when they don't want to do anything either. And you know what? I totally get it. But you got to make sure that you listen to the grown-ups, okay? Who is that? Is that Victor? Oh, what does Victor want to say?
You want to talk to him?
Let me say hi to Victor real quick, and then I'll get back to you, okay, Victoria?
Rebecca. Hi.
Oh, Victor, I can't wait to drop presents off for you for Christmas, buddy. You sound like a little sweet angel.
Wait. I'm there.
You don't say, buddy. Well, sounds pretty serious.
Bye,
buddy. You're on the nights list for sure.
In sync.
Hi.
Oh, okay, Victoria. Do you sometimes get in little fights with your brother, Victor?
Yeah, sometimes.
Can he be a little bit of a rascal sometimes?
Yeah, sometimes.
Oh, sometimes my elves can be such a pain in the butt. But you know what you have to do because you're the older one? You got to take the high road, which sucks. I know, but you got to do it. Trust me, I hate taking the high road when I argue with Mrs. Claus.
Yeah, I'm the big sister.
You're the big sister in the place, huh? So you're like the sheriff. You lay the law down around that place.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. All right, Victoria, you sound wonderful. So you promise you're going to listen to your parents, you're not going to huff and puff and stomp your feet, and you're going to be really sweet to Victor, you promise?
Yes.
Let's see, what do you want for Christmas?
I want a Barbie camper.
A Barbie camper? Where's Barbie going? Is she going on a trip? Where is she going to just going to take her camping around your house?
Yeah.
Maybe bring her camping at the beach. She can go frolic in the waves and run around like it's spring break or something.
Yeah, sometimes.
Well, I mean, yeah, of course. Only sometimes because it's only spring break. 1 week a year, you can't go all the time. That'd be crazy. She's got 99 problems and a camper ain't one after Christmas.
Santa.
My baby brother, he's climbing on the table, getting in trouble.
He's such a rascal. Busted, right? Bad boy, what you gonna do? That's my favorite show ever. You a big fan of Cops too?
Yeah.
Tell him that Santa says no climbing on the table or he'll be on the naughty list.
Victor, no climbing on the table or else you'll be on the naughty list.
That's what I'm talking about, Victoria. Laying the law down. Boy, you sound like you have nothing but fun at your house. Is that right? Is it like a nonstop party over there?
Yeah.
Rocking out. Victoria, you are on the nice list. And just make sure you tell old Spider-Man Victor over there to stay off the furniture, and he can be on the nice list, too. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I like little Victor's bye. It's like, okay, I'm going to go climb a table now. Thanks to Santa. Remember, 725, 925 all this week in the morning. Santa's call.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Good morning. Thank you for hanging out with us and giving us another day to do what we love. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea on 97.1 Amp Radio. Going to hook you up with some Childish Gambino tickets coming up in less than 3 minutes. Right about now, Dopest Moment Award goes out to our listener Nina from Panorama for putting her significant other on blast and not caring.
She's laughing about it.
She's awesome, man. We were asking you this morning earlier on, what game-changing information did your partner shock you with when they revealed it? And this is what she had to say about her significant other.
So he told me that he watched porn once in his living room and got caught by his mom. It was crazy because why would he watch it in the living room, you know?
Yeah, I was going to say.
It's more about her, the location of where you watch it, not that he necessarily watched
You know your mom is home. You're not going to chill in the living room with some
hot-flavored
Cheetos beside you watching porn.
Just to play devil's advocate here, have you ever seen porn on a main TV with a surround sound system? Like, it's pretty dope. Like, it's a real experience.
What made it even more funny was that we just set up our TV with, like, the cable yesterday, and then I looked at him and I was like, please don't watch porn in my living room. Mm-hmm. And he said, no, I'll wait till everybody goes to sleep.
Oh, my God. Are you like one of those people that feel like your TV will be forever tainted? Because my mom busted my little brother watching like adult stuff on a computer, and then she threw the computer away.
Forever.
I set up the parent control on that.
For him? That's so embarrassing.
Straight up has the parent control. Not for her kids, but for her husband.
How embarrassing is that for him when he's like, hey, babe, can I get the code of the TV? She's like, what for? And he's like, a rated R movie. I just want to watch a rated R movie. And she's like, okay, but I'm going to change it when I go to bed. I don't want you watching any creepy stuff.
And did you already do your chores or not? You can't watch TV right now.
He's like a five-year-old.
Good times. Nina, we love you. Appreciate you putting your significant other on blast, but I bet he appreciates it even more. We do want to hook you up with tickets to party with Childish Gambino at the Forum going down December 17th. Good luck. Caller 9, you win by calling 877-971-HITS. 877-971-4487. Jesse Ortiz coming up next, taking over 97.1 Amp Radio. Remember, don't allow anyone or anything to steal your joy. Not even your wife. Putting the parent control on the TV to protect you and the family.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.